In terms of the foreign interference, certainly. I mean, there's entire divisions. There was an entire division for quite some time that was looking at the foreign interference, especially like the Democrats did this, you know, with the when everyone believed that Russia had interfered in our elections. But it still is something that the intelligence community would look at if there was foreign interference. Unfortunately, with like the American system where the money is really, really hard to track, the money from the super PACs is really challenging. We get into a really weird situation, too, with dual citizens. I mean, a lot of folks that are very pro-Israel, they have Israeli citizenship and they have American citizenship as well. And because they're Americans, they have American citizenship, they can give an unlimited amount of money to super PACs. I mean, most famously, the Adelsons, Miriam Adelson. She's an Israeli citizen. She's also an American citizen. She can give hundreds of millions of dollars to super PACs. I mean, that's absolute insanity, in my view. Getting a fix for that would be complicated because of some of the rulings by the Supreme Court. But I think going forward,
when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money. And the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country. As you know, they have power, which it's okay, they are talented people and they have power, money and media and other things. And their attitude is Israel, my country, right or wrong, the identification. And they are not ready to hear criticism. And it's very easy to blame people who criticize certain acts of the Israeli government as anti-Semitic and to bring up the Holocaust and the suffering of the Jewish people. And that justifies everything we do to the Palestinians.
Hello, friends. It's the 23rd. I held off a little bit on making the video yesterday because everybody's making videos. I did come out on RT. This is going to be an update. But the first part of the update, of course, we're going to talk about the massacre, the bloodthirsty massacre by the West through their Nazi proxies in Kyiv of Russian school children. Well, they weren't school children, they were university children. There were children there from 14 to about 20, 21, located in that dorm. So understand, Starobelsk, I'm sorry, is near Lugansk city. It's part of Lugansk province. This was a teaching college for future teachers. So there were over 80 people in that dorm. The school was reconned by drones. People saw those drones flying over, reconning. And then they came in with the assault. There were multiple buildings hit. The dormitory, a five-story building, got four drones with high explosives in them. Basically, a portion of that dormitory, the third, fourth, and fifth floor collapsed onto the second floor. Luckily, the first floor didn't collapse. 11 dead. Eight of them girls. Three boys, all between the ages of 17 and 21. Future teachers. Musk's blood. Musk has blood up to here on his friggin' body. And all the rest of the scum-sucking elites in the West. Because there were Starlinks that were guiding those in. Not just American intelligence. The CIA, which are just the satanic hell scum of humanity. But Musk. Oh, we gotta save the white race. Well, you just murdered 11 more of the white race. Eight of them girls. Look in the mirror, you scum-sucking bastard, and know that it was your technology you provide that murdered them. I hope their nightmares come to you for the rest of your life. And same for the rest of the scum. The pond scum, the inhuman satanic bastards that live and rule the West. Every damn last one of them needs to be in front of a tribunal and then a hangman's noose. I've said that on RT yesterday when I came on there. You know, in any court of law, if I go to my neighbor and tell him I want you to kill my other neighbor, and then I train him how to shoot, and then I put a loaded pistol in his hand, and then I push him out the door to get him to go shoot, I am just as guilty of that murder as the man that pulls the trigger. The Western leadership are absolutely guilty. Terrorists, bastards, subhuman scum. Every last one of them deserves a Nuremberg trial and the ending that everybody in that first row got out of that Nuremberg trial, just about everybody. And not jail time either. And don't give me that Trump doesn't know either. Oh, come on. If Trump didn't know, but he released the CIA to do whatever they wanted to, he's just as guilty. Rubio, the rest of that scum. Murders. Satanic bastards, the Epstein elite. The Epstein elite. Here's the list of those children that were killed. 4 strikes just on that building. 16 strikes altogether. Over 40 injured. They're still pulling people out.
It's absolutely clear that this is a deliberate targeting of civilians. Previously in war history, parties to the war could say how mistake occurred. Today, with such guidance systems, especially with systems like Starlink, you can hardly play that card. When you target, for example, Cheboksary or Alabuga in Russia, where the plants that produce equipment needed for Russian drones are located, it makes strategic and military sense. When you target civilian buildings just to show that you can hit something in Lugansk or even better in Moscow, your goal is to cause fear and panic among the civilians. This tells me that Russia is still strong and has the initiative on the front and therefore resorts to attempt to cause internal instability in country. Since my first visit to Donbas in 2017 until today, I have personally witnessed many such cases. It was especially surprising to watch the residents of Donetsk who, half an hour after the attack that claimed human lives, were out with their children or walking their dogs. In one case, I must know that when Minor Square in Donetsk was targeted, public transport was not disrupted at all. I arrived on the scene by trolley bus and returned to send the material the same way. So when you ask me how Western media treat this problem, that's something that we Serbs endured during the 90s when we are accused of human rights abuse and etc., war crimes. But that's the one-way street. Same as a story about children that Russia kidnapped from the Donbas. I personally witnessed kids in Rostov Oblast. They are like orphans, which are saved from a war zone and bring to Russia. Children that nobody wanted in the first place. But now when you are bombing the children in Lugansk, nobody will talk about that. And after that, you will cover all that story with new story and new words about kidnapping children, which are basically not kidnapped. I witnessed that by my own eyes.
Hmm. результате данного чрезвычайного террористического акта за медицинской помощью обратилось 40 пострадавших на сегодняшний момент. 14 – это дети, 14 человек моложе 18 лет. На сегодняшний момент оказывается помощь всеми лечебными учреждениями, которые могут быть задействованы. Это медицина катастроф и Стробельская центральная городская больница. На базе Стробельской центральной городской больницы оказана первая медицинская помощь. И с санавиацией пациенты перевезены в Республиканскую клиническую больницу. На сегодняшний момент уже 4 пострадавших в Республиканской клинической больнице. 2 ожидают эвакуации. Это наиболее тяжелые пострадавшие, которые требуют высокоспециализированную медицинскую помощь.
Я думаю о соучастии НАТО, о соучастии отдельных государств, отдельных лидеров. Не просто можно, а нужно, необходимо говорить о том, что кровь детей в Старобельске, она ложится на именно этих лидеров. Она ложится на Рюте, она ложится на лидеров Евротройки, на людей, которые продолжают лоббировать выделение колоссальных средств на поддержание киевского режима. Киевский режим на сегодняшний день больше похож на частную военную компанию, которая действует по заказу НАТО, по заказу западных стран или группы западных стран. Поэтому вот эта ответственность, она обязательно должна лечь на них. И когда Рюте обращается, заявляет о том, что нужно больше давать денег, то есть, с одной стороны, необходимо четко понимать, что он игнорирует вообще вот норма гуманитарного права, которая...
It's bad. It isn't good. We've just come from about 50 meters away. There's a walled off tennis court or a football field. And the relatives of the kids still trapped under the rubble, the kids that are missing under the rubble, they're there with rescuers, with psychiatric help there. They're in a bad shape. They're in a very bad shape. There's hysteria, there's shouting, there's shock. There are mothers, fathers sitting there waiting to hear on news the fate of their sons, of their daughters trapped under tons of rubble just a few buildings away. But this is the campus. This is the main building, an academic building of the Starobielsk College, Pedagogy College. These kids were learning to become teachers, junior teachers, kindergarten teachers. And, you know, the longer we spend here, the more there is a sense that this simply wasn't an accident. I want to show you a piece of shrapnel we found, but first, according to official information, this is published, investigators here, they're everywhere. They've identified the wreckage of at least 4 long-range attack suicide drones launched by Ukraine on this building and the dormitory next door. We'll show you that.
Now, Russian officials slammed Kiev for committing a terror attack targeting children.
Terrorists strike children with precision and pleasure, while the West is brutally silent.
Ukrainian militants committed a terrorist act endangering the lives of children. These Nazis, like driven rats, try to bite where it hurts, making attempts on minors and innocent civilians. These are war crimes for which punishment will be inevitable.
Let's now cross live to executive editor of TV9 Bharat Vash, Manish Jha. He is an award-winning journalist who covered and visited Ukrainian massacres in Donbass. I also have with me former U.S. Army officer Stanislav Prapivnik. Gentlemen, I'm glad to have you both join me right now. So, Manish, let me start with you here. What do you make of this school dormitory attack?
Thanks, Mike, for having me. Since I have been to Lugansk many times, so definitely, as an Indian journalist, I feel that it's really very sad and it's a deep concerning for all of us. I expect that the international community must condemn this incident, and they should, because civilian or especially students should not be targeted in any conflict, any war. But Ukrainians are in this war. We can see that it's a pattern. I still remember that when I had the opportunity to visit Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, that time also the Ukrainians were targeting that plant. Even the recently, they were targeting that plant. And now they have become so desperate that they are targeting the academic facility, which should not be. But if you see that, unfortunately, it has become a trend. We have seen that how during the Iran-US war, the US had attacked Minabi school, and the whole international community condemned it. Similarly, on that pattern, this incident, this attack should be condemned by the international community when the Ukrainian drones are attacking a particular facility in Lugansk, where lots of students, especially most of them are minors, so they are being targeted. They are being the casualty of this war. It should not be. But as a journalist, I think that the President Zelensky has become more desperate. They want to draw. He wants to draw attention from the global community because now he can see that everyone is paying attention towards the Middle East conflict. So maybe that such kind of incident, whether they are trying to Zaporizhia nuclear power plant or some school facility in Lugansk, they want to draw attention from the international community.
All right. Now, Stanislav, let me come to you now. I wonder, what was your initial reaction when you heard this news?
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure. Look, first of all, Lugansk is my home city, my birth city. We're blaming Ukraine, which is proper, but this is not enough. If I tell my neighbor to go kill my other neighbor, I train my neighbor to go kill my other neighbor. I give my neighbor a gun and I load it and I push him to go kill my other neighbor. Under any criminal court of law, I am just as guilty for that murder as the person that pulled the trigger. Let's start looking realistically that the European murderous terrorist sponsoring regimes, that is the EU and almost every single EU member state, are responsible for these mass murders. These are terrorist organizations, these EU governments, because they sponsor another terrorist organization, the regime that's the illegal regime that sits in Kyiv. So the non-elected regime in Brussels sponsors a non-elected regime, terror regime in Kyiv, arms them, teaches them how to kill, and tells them to go kill Russian children. The EU is a terrorist regime. The people that run the EU are terrorists and should be held accountable. There should be criminal investigations done and warrants for arrest against van der Leyen, against Kaya Kallas, and the rest of these people that are sponsoring these murders, that are arming these murders. They're teaching these murders what and how to kill and pushing these murders forward to go murder. This is what we need to look at. The EU should never get off scot-free. These people should know that they will be hunted down and brought to justice no matter where they run to, whatever country they run to, or whatever rock they climb under. They're murderers. Van der Leyen is swimming in human blood, in blood of children. All of them are. That's what we should be looking at. Not just the Kyiv regime, but the entire Western regime that sponsors this. Just like the regimes that sponsor Israel. And give it cover and give it weapons for the mass murder that it commits. The West is a terrorist organization as a whole.
All right. Now, Manish, let me come back to you. Now, you have covered the situation in Donbass. So how did this attack on civilians and such a tactic from Kyiv come? Does it come to you as any surprise?
For me, not at all. Because when I was in Donbass, and not once or twice, so many times, and I have witnessed, I was one of the witnesses who saw when because of the Ukrainian shelling, the one bus was totally burned and 8 civilians, including one 7-year-old girl, was burned alive. So I still feel that horror incident. So, it's not new for Ukrainian defense forces or the Ukrainian agency to target civilian infrastructure or the civilian people. Recently, we saw that how they were attacking Moscow's, most of their target were civilian facilities. So when they are targeting in Lugansk, so I am not surprised at all. But it should be stopped. It should not be allowed at any level. So my point is that why right now Ukrainian regime is doing this? Because they feel that next month there is going to be a summit, G7 summit, and they want to draw proper attention from global community so that the Ukraine can seek more and more help, more and more money, or more and more weapon. So that's why they want to create such a scenario where the international community will be forced to look into this area. And that may be a strategy, because when you see that the Lugansk, which is almost under fully control of Russian governments, and then they are targeting school facilities, when they know that most of the students are living there and most of them are minor. So still, if they are using the drone to target that facility, it seems like that it's a pre-planned murder. It's a pre-planned strategy to attack civilians, to create a noise so that he can say that this is the high time that international community should pay attention or should involve in this matter.
All right, Stanislav, let me come to you now. Ukrainian forces have intentionally struck a college halls of residents with four drones intentionally. Now, it is obvious there could not have been any military targets there, yet they launched a concentrated, deliberate attack on a building full of children. Now, what do you think is their motive here?
Their motive is mass murder. Their motive is also, by the way, there's such a thing called as a gamification of warfare, where the drone operators get points for however many people they kill. Of course, they have more points for military equipment or military personnel, less points for civilians. But they get points, and then they spend to get better equipment, get better provisions, and so on. This is another gift from the West. Look, every day we hear announcements from Western leadership, from various of these European regimes, that they want to destroy Russia, they want to go to war with Russia. The Germans are building concentration camps for Russian POWs and civilians, obviously. We need to take this very seriously. The West has become an absolute Ukrainized terrorist regime in whole. So again, that the Ukrainians are doing this policy, this isn't anything new. This is the modus operandi of the West. Let's remember when America liberated Mosul, Iraq. They leveled the city and killed half the population. They just bombed it. This is how they, quote, liberated it. The Israelis do this every single day to civilians everywhere with American and European support. As Mert said, they're doing our dirty work. So are the Ukrainians. The job of the West, as they plainly make it seen, is the destruction of the Russian population, of women and children, of genocide. This is what these people are. They're genocidal maniacs. Just the Ukrainians are the front end, the spear's tip of these genocidal maniacs. The West is run by genocidal maniacs. Every single one of them has to be brought to trial and face justice for the murders that they sponsor, they arm, they collaborate with, for the murders that they find joy and glee in. We're facing a unified Nazi regime. Unfortunately, we didn't destroy the Nazis 80-some years ago. They went, whatever was left of them went underground, and now they're back. Or their grandchildren are back and are just as fanatical, just as insane as their grandparents were. And it comes down to they have to be purged. They're a cancer on the body of humanity. They're a deadly cancer on the body of humanity. And we see them in action in every direction. We saw them in action in Yugoslavia. We see them in action in Lebanon, in Gaza. We see them, unfortunately, in action in Russia. And this is only going to continue expanding. These people are psychotic. And they're run by psychotic people, and they sponsor other psychotic people. So the Ukrainians are doing this is no surprise. They've been sponsored. They've been taught by MI6. They've been taught by the CIA. They've been taught by Mossad. And they've been doing this. Let's not forget, Donetsk and Lugansk both have monuments to the Alley of Angels for the schools that were hit, for the children that were murdered for the last 13 years. This is not an accident. These are drone operators. They see where they're going. If you go down places like Gorlovka, you walk through these apartment buildings in Western Gorlovka, you see burnt-out apartments. Not apartment blocks destroyed, but burnt-out apartments, because they'll bring up an FPV drone, look in the windows to see if there are people inside, and then run them into that apartment to blow up that apartment to kill civilians. We're dealing with, I can't even call them animals. Animals have more respect for life than these people. These are demons in human skin, and they're not alone. They are part and parcel to the greater West.
Now, Manish, we've heard no reaction so far from the West about this, especially talking about children here. But how likely is it that it will remain this way?
That's a hypocrisy because as a war correspondent, I was covering Israel-Gaza war, and that time we saw that even our whole generation witnessed what happened in Gaza or during the Iran-US war, what happened in Minavi School, Tehran. So when the children during that war was killed, the whole international community condemned it, which is very right. But unfortunately, when this issue comes to Ukraine, then the rest of the international community keeps silence. So that's a very pathetic, because when you saw that the Ukrainian drones or Ukrainian sailings are being killing those students, those kids, whether it is a Lugansk, whether it is a Donetsk, I can tell you that as a journalist, when I was in Donetsk, so many times I met so many people who lost their children because of the Ukrainian shelling, but no one was condemning it. And then even when we are talking about this particular incident, I'm sure that you will not find a single headline in US media or European media about this, that there's so many students are being killed or being targeted by Ukrainian drone. So that's the main point, that when the kids from the Donbas territory are being killed, then nobody bothers. The rest international community just looking some other direction. But when anything happen in other parts, then they start blaming Russia or some other countries, which they don't like. So this is how the international community are basically differentiating between the kids from Gaza, from Tehran, from Ukraine, from Donbas, and from other parts of the world. So I believe that this is the time when the whole world should ask this pertinent question, that whether the kids are different from the reason, if it is someone who has been killed by a pro-Western country, then you keep silence. And if somebody is being killed or unfortunately being targeted, that time you say that he is the mass murderer. So I think that the way, especially the West, Western countries should give answer. And first of all, they should condemn it, that whatever happened in Lugansk, it is not acceptable. At any condition, the students, civilians cannot be targeted during the conflict. Mike.
All right. Stanislav, NATO is still standing firmly by its allies. Let's take a listen to its chief here.
Can we keep Ukraine as strong as possible in the fight? They are holding the front line, and I mean, I'm really impressed how they fiercely opposed the Russian attack since 2022, the full-scale invasion since 2022. But still, we have to make sure that they have what they need to maintain in the fight. And that is also about money, and making sure that that money and the support for Ukraine is as evenly distributed over NATO allies as possible. And I think we can do more here.
All right, that is Mark Rutte there. Now, his comments came right at the very moment news of the school attack was breaking. Now, considering how much Ukraine depends on Western intelligence, is NATO culpable in this atrocity?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the HIMARS are Americans. There are no Ukrainians behind the wheels of the HIMARS, just as an example. When the targets are chosen, they're chosen by American generals. The attackers were brought in under request of American generals. These drone strikes, they know that's coming. The intelligence is all coming from America, from the Five Eyes, but it's still from American satellites. Look, these people are Satanists. The devil is the master of lies. Whether they actually worship a devil or not, they are the masters of lies. These are the very people that condemned Iran for aggression after Iran was attacked and responded to the attack. These are the people, you know how they hide these casualties. The UN, which is also very complacent in a lot of this, because they're unfortunately bought and paid for by the Americans. The UN lists a number of civilian casualties of the Ukrainian war as Ukrainians. They don't list that these people are Russians in Lugansk, Donetsk, and Zaporozhye, Kherson, and they definitely don't even list the people that are killed in Belgorod or in Kursk or in other Russian regions. So they make it look like everybody, all the civilians killed are killed by Russians, because if they're Ukrainians, obviously they're killed by Russians. That's the implied intent, that the vast majority of these civilians that have died in this conflict are killed by Ukrainians or by Americans and British, by Israeli Mossad and these other agencies that work directly, that created the modern SBU, that train up these and provide target information for these drone attacks, for the rocket attacks. They don't mention that. That's not mentioned anywhere. That the same UN organizations that come to Zaporozhye power plant and say, well, we can't tell who's firing on them, from which direction these rounds are coming. You'd have to be blind, deaf, and dumb if you cannot tell which side is shooting at these, and which side would be shooting. But they play deaf and dumb. They don't want to take a side because they're paid by the side that's doing the aggression or that's sponsoring the aggression. So unfortunately, this is what we're dealing with.
All right, we have to leave you here now. Stanislav Krapivnik, former U.S. Army officer, thank you so much for your time. And we also thank you, Manish Jha, executive editor of the TV9 Bharatvash. Thank you so much for your time, gentlemen.
In the UN, the Russian representative brought up the theme. He brought up with all the pictures, all the evidence. I mean, you got serial numbers on those drones, American-made, Western-made portions for propellers. Starlinks that are on there. Yeah, Musk, you little bastard. You make money by killing children. Enjoy the hell that's waiting for you. Mr. I worry about this and I worry about... No, you don't. You worry about getting enough money. That's all you worry about. You have no morals, no standards, so stop pretending. That's what you are. Please face it. Face the animal that you are. Look in the mirror, and all those children's lives are in your hands. I mean, Trump has no problem with 168 little girls on his hands. He has absolutely no morals. A man's a degenerate, an absolute subhuman degenerate. Of course he's not going to have any problems. You try to play yourself off as some moral entity. You're not. Don't give me that you don't know. Those drones that burned up the New Year's party, brought in by Starlink also. You have more than enough blood on your hands, Musk. And the rest of the scum. So it was brought up in the UN. It wasn't brought up for the Western leadership because they're satanic animals. And they acted accordingly. What did they come up with? Well, we don't believe any of this. None of this evidence is enough for us. Luckily, it's enough to show what kind of animals, what kind of genocidal beasts you are to the rest of the world. That's who it was aimed at. Not you. Not the West. Murderers have remained murderers, will be murderers until the day you burn in hell. What did Mertz say about the Israeli genocides? They're doing the dirty job of civilization. Just to show you that Nazism never died. It went into hiding, and it's popped up from the grandkids and the kids and the grandkids. Carney, that Canadian little piece of shit. Oh, watch the video with Carney there.
Повернення нашого героя додому – це знак шани і знак подяки за їхню героїчну діяльність.
Андрія Мельника і його дружини.
Чия тиха, послідовна і принципова праця змінила хід української історії на десятиліття.
Canada will always stand in solidarity with Ukraine.
Слово має прем'єр-міністр Канади Марк Карні.
Слава Україні.
Yeah, they're sending Ukrainian Nazis. Ukrainian Nazis that came over to were saved and brought over to Canada. and then died there. They're sending them back to Ukraine so they can be buried with full honors by the Ukrainian Nazi state. You know, the U.S. has unblocked the archives that they took out of Germany at the end of the war that had who was in the Nazi parties, the membership list, the positions. They've made those archives available on the internet now. You know why? So the Germans can look up their grandparents who were Nazis, and they can take pride in that. See, it's not that bad. Nazism is great. You know, see, your grandparents were Nazis. It's all good. You can be a Nazi too. And the Western Germans they're on the march. They are hell-bent on World War III. And this has got to be the war to destroy Germany forever. Never again in human history has that goddamned country ever to be unified. Maybe depopulated Western Germany, but never unified ever again. The biggest mistake of the last 200 years in geopolitics was a unified Germany. Less than 100 years of unification. You did have that break in between. And going for a third world war. Germany cannot exist. It is an existential crisis for all of humanity, worse even than the Anglos. Let's just be real. I mean, let's talk real here. East Germany should go to Russia. It's Slavic lands anyways, originally, Sorbians. So, and West Germany should be, if anything is left alive, and it should be broken up permanently into multiple states, the more the merrier. And go back to the original carving up that Germany was, about 30 different countries, little statelets. Humanity was much better off back then. And then you got you got Polish the Polish animal there, Radoslav Sikorski, Mr. Applebaum, foreign minister of Poland, whose son is in the U.S. military, whose wife is a leading Trotskyite. And watch the video.
We were briefed by Minister Sibiha. Things are looking up. We hope that Vladimir Putin recalculates now that Ukraine has been granted additional resources by the European Union and that weapons are flowing for which Europe pays from the United States.
Yeah. That's his response to dead children. I don't know, he doesn't even deserve a rope. He deserves a bonfire. That's the people we're dealing with. I mean, look what the animals that rule the West are. So you've got this you've got this armada that was coming in to save Gaza, bring supplies to Gaza. The Israeli beasts started intercepting that armada 1,000 kilometers out. What do we call those? Pirates. Yes, pirates. They took 180 hostages. These weren't in their territorial waters. Nobody was in their territorial waters. They didn't get within 200 kilometers of the territorial waters. So they kidnapped 180 people, hostages. The Israeli terrorist state beat them, sexually assaulted them. The only thing they didn't do was use the Nazi, good Nazi tactic of raping them with dogs, which they do on Palestinians. But they at least didn't do that, you know. Just sexually assaulted them the old-fashioned way. Broken ribs, beaten, shocked. Watch the videos.
From the moment we arrived in the prison ship, they were abusing us. They shot a woman for just walking across the prison yard. There was very little water. We were left to absolutely exposed to the elements. So in the day, it was boiling hot with no protection from the sun or very little shade. And then at night, they had no mattresses. They flooded the floors and they just basically left us to freeze. During the transit between the prison ship and the immigration yard, my shoulders were almost dislocated. I was kneed in the face again. I was kneed in the stomach. And then I had my hands zip tied behind my back for so long and for so tight that I almost started vomiting. When I was taken from the immigration to the next process, I was actually carried there with my shoulders behind my back, and they lifted me, which almost put them out of place. from there, I had my head slammed into the table multiple times. I was kicked in the ankle, so I would trip, I would fall. I had four zip ties placed on my back, behind my back again, just as a dominant thing. They used pliers to get my earrings out, but they couldn't, so they just started gripping my ear and pulling it as hard as they could with the pliers, just because it was annoying and they couldn't get my piercings out. They were rather degrading during my strip search and making comments that were just, like, disparaging about me. And there was just so many instances of abuses all throughout, and I consider myself lucky for what I went through, but I was still brutalized by the IOF and the state of Israel. When we were in the prison cells, we were deprived of clean water, mattresses, any kind of warm clothes. At that point, I had had my handcuffs on for 19 hours to the point that my skin had started to swell around the handcuffs. And they just started playing mind games with us. They would change cells every hour or so.
I was illegally kidnapped by Israel, like 425 other people. We all were in detention, and they put handcuffs on my hands and on my feet. They dragged me, and when I couldn't walk anymore, they dragged me on the ground. They hit me. They hurt all of us a lot. They put the handcuffs so tight that my hands at some point lost feeling, and they laughed all the time. These people were super sadistic. They abused us, they mistreated and hit us, and they took pictures of us, they took off my shirt, and then they just kept on mistreating us all night long. My message to the world is shame on you, shame on all of you, shame on everyone who is silent about this, shame on every government that keeps on trading like Israel, including my own government. They keep on trading with Israel. Israel is the genocide. My government is complicit. The whole of Europe is complicit. The whole world is complicit. So my message to all governments is shame on you, and to all people is please stand up. Stand up and make noise for Palestine, for all genocides around the world, because if we don't do it, no one else will do it. Like, if we don't go in the flotilla, the governments won't solve it. No one will solve it. Only the people can solve.
Karapalas.
And what's even more pathetic of all that is these people, they get back in, they get dropped off in Cyprus without their identifications, without their passports, without any money. The Cypriot government treats them like shit. Their own governments treat them like shit. The New Zealanders, you know, the New Zealand government tells them, it's your problem, you're on your own. You know, when your government doesn't give a damn what happens to your citizens, that government doesn't deserve to exist. And the people that run that government, we know civilizationally what they deserve. They've broken their social contract. They're there for the people. The people aren't there for them. The Nazism of the West. The West is a police, murderous terror entity with almost no exceptions. None. And those of you living there that are still under some kind of delusion, your democracy and your human rights. Yeah, as long as you toe the line that your owners tell you. And when they want to rape and murder your children, that's good too. Because the moment it isn't, you know, the Empire, the Mordor on the Potomac, they fired, in news coming out, you know, they fired over 200 THAAD interceptors, which are about half the THAAD interceptors. They fired over 1,000 Patriot missiles in defense of Israel, more than Israel, by the way, fired on its own. Ain't that something? So Trump is on the edge of, and maybe by the time this video comes out, he'll already start the next round. Send off the suckers that have joined the military, the U.S. military, to defend American rights that, for some reason, now have gotten, hoard themselves out in Iran, because American rights hoard themselves out everywhere. First, they hoard themselves in Afghanistan, they hoard themselves in Syria, they hoard themselves in Iraq, they hoard themselves in Yugoslavia. America has these rights that go around, get drunk, and hoard themselves out. They have to be rescued all over the world. Meanwhile, they have no place at home. Massey, after a massive campaign by the Israeli lobby and the Republican traitors. He's out. So who's left? Rand Paul, kind of. Otherwise, you know, the Republican Party can go ahead and register itself as a foreign entity in the United States. 1948 law. Go ahead and register yourself as a foreign entity. You're lock, stock, and barrel owned by the Israelis. At one point, you were more owned by the Saudis, but now you're absolutely owned by the Israelis. And the Democrats aren't far behind. You're quite literally an occupied government and an occupied state, but the people are such sheep, they'll believe anything they're told. Except for that small percentage that has woken up. And the Democrats that are suddenly against war, it's only because they're not the ones waging these wars. They come to power, they'll be all for war again. And their sheep will go, oh, bah, war, yes, war, we want more war. It's our war now. Yep. That's the typical American voter base. No difference. And they can't wake up, and maybe it's a lower education. I don't know, maybe, as they keep saying, it's fluoride in the water. Or definitely lead in the water. Can't figure out their use and abuse. Or maybe they just like it. At least the war hasn't come to them yet. It hasn't been their son going off getting shot, so who cares? It's all good. I mean, let's face reality of it. The owners of Israel. I mean, look, Israel. The owners of America, the Israelis. This is a video of Israelis. You know, they're sitting there watching Lebanese villages be wiped out and celebrating. This is the people they're dealing with. U.S., by the way, tested new munitions in Iran. They tested a PrSM missile. So to understand what a PrSM missile is, it is like a flying Claymore mine, except that it covers 360 degrees, a sphere, 180,000 ball bearings, tungsten steel ball bearings, 180,000. And what did the U.S. Test it on? They tested it on a stadium. They murdered a volleyball team, a girls' volleyball team, and they murdered a boys' soccer team practicing in that stadium. 21 civilians. And when they say murder, let me put it this way. You will definitely be... those parents were having closed casket coffin ceremonies, funerals. Because it literally, that turns the human body into hamburger. It's the U.S. government's testing its new weapons on children. Any surprise that the Americans' number one proxy is murdering children? You ever notice the West loves to kill children? That gets them a Woody. They get off on that. They're devil master dad. Hey, get off on that. They can go worship Satan and tell him how many children they got to kill. See who's got the bigger dick. How many kids did you kill or have killed by your orders this week? Yeah. Greenlanders. Having a demonstration. U.S. opened up a consulate, or maybe it was an embassy. I'm not quite sure how it, since they're autonomous, but they're part of Denmark. And they're having a demonstration, telling the U.S. to bugger the hell off. No means no. Something the U.S. doesn't quite get.
I have arranged it precisely because the new consulate opens today and there will be coverage from the US. So the purpose is to make the American people understand that Greenland is a democratic country, and in a democratic country, no means no.
And the U.S. response is, cheap thing with the U.S., the governor of Louisiana. He's trolling for kitties.
You come to my place, little boys and girls, and I'll give you all the chocolate chip cookies you can eat. Yeah, and then we can play some games together in the basement. Yeah, boys and girls, why don't you all come down to Louisiana, where I'm at, where my state's a piece of shit because, you know, I'd have to be taking care of my state instead of running up here in Greenland looking for new kitties.
If you come to Louisiana and you come to the governor's mansion, you, all the chocolate chip cookies you can eat.
But, you know, Greenland, Greenland hasn't got off the Trump radar. Neither is Cuba. He'll start this shooting war with Iran. That's my bet. That's my over. I ain't got an under. He'll start a shooting war. The U.S. will go to shit with it. They'll go after the energy infrastructure in Iran, try to collapse it. Iran will respond, and those Gulf statelets, artificial entities, are a lot of them are going to be gone. The shock is going to be even worse. Your oil reserves that Trump is selling off to the Europeans, the European, UK, Brit, UK, France, and Germany, look at the chart, their oil reserves, strategic oil reserves, run out in mid-June. So in about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, no more. They're buying up America's oil reserves. That's right. Your oil reserves ain't yours, baby boy. It's everybody else's who can pay more than you can. So why don't you just go ahead and take another loan out so you can fill up your tank again and get to work so your minimum wage job, they can't even cover your gasoline expenses. There you go, you damn little bird. Now, go pay your taxes and go die when we tell you go die over yonder, over somewhere over there. That's the lot of the American. And most Americans are happy with that lot. If they were, they'd be demonstrating. At least demonstrating. But they're not, so they're happy with it. They're the frogs that's already boiled. They haven't quite figured it out yet. Wait till the food prices skyrocket. A lot of American farmers, the number of farmers going out of business is skyrocketing right now on a daily basis. It was up to 50 families a day. Farming families. 50 farms gone every single day. 350 farms gone every week. And it's doubling. So you'll be eating your Monsanto GMO products, whether you like it or not, or you can just go starve because there ain't going to be anything else. You'll get your Soylent Green one way or the other. That's the world. That's the West. That's the rotten satanic entity that's called the West. And most of the Westerners support it. They love it. At the end of the day, they love it. Because either they outright and forward support it, or they're so damn lazy to do anything about it that they just accept what it is. So let's talk about drones. So the Nazis, in this case the Ukrainian Nazis, not the Latvian, Estonian, Finnish Nazis, they're supposedly sending their drones through those territories to hit Russia. Maybe they are. Russian electronic warfare is turning those drones and sending them right back into Estonia, Latvia, and Finland. Oh, the Finns got a little taste of what's coming their way when the big war starts. They all got Helsinki, a city of 2 million, which is basically 30% of the Finnish population. We're told to stay indoors because there's drones flying. But you know what their ambassador said? An Estonian ambassador. Estonia actually Danish fighter, if I remember correctly, got up and blew one of the drones out of the sky, Ukrainian drones. But it's Russia's fault. It's all Russia's fault because those Russian bastards are sending drones back into our territory. They're supposed to go flying through our territory to kill Russians. They're not supposed to come back and beat us. We're the Ubermensch, you rotten little Slavic crap over there, supposed to die when we tell you to die. You're not supposed to send it back. You can't be smarter than us. We may be dumb as a rock. You're supposed to be dumber than us. We're the Ubermensch. We're the garden. How dare you send our drones back on us to blow us up?
Of course, help the Ukrainians as much as we can to help them direct their...
And then you get the Latvians, who I think are now deserving to be whacked even more. I don't know what we're waiting for. Estonia should have been splattered all over the walls and Narva taken back in the Russian lands a long time ago, because they are now actively at war with Russia. So is Finland actively at war by allowing your airspace to be used by one of the fighting sides. You can't even say your proxy. You are now at war. It's a declaration of war. NATO is at friggin' war. It wasn't from day one. I don't know why we haven't started whacking NATO. The Polish base, that should be wiped out. I'm not talking about hit. It should be wiped out. I don't care how many Poles are there or how many other NATO soldiers are there. There's your one warning. Wiped off the face of the earth. Latvia now? Latvia is going to allow 5 military bases to be used by Ukraine to launch drones. So Latvia is not just using airspace, they're using their bases as attack positions onto Russia. But that's not a declaration of war? And no, the Russian army doesn't need to go in there. Just start wiping out their home cities. Make them unlivable. So when winter comes, you either freeze to death or you burn your furniture or get the hell out. Let those refugees start flooding into Germany and the rest of them, since they want war. Let them get a little taste of what's coming to the Germans and the Poles. You want war with us? It's got to be total war. Europe has to be wiped out. Finally, end this. 1,014 years of European invasions. I don't want my kids and my grandkids to have to fight this again. I'll go happily fight it. But we need to end it. End it once and for all. Any European nation that doesn't overthrow their government, that doesn't give them the Nuremberg answer, deserves what he gets. And any of you Slav nations that are traitors to your own nationalities by playing up for the Germans or the Anglos or the Latins, you don't deserve to be on the land you are. That's the end of this. That's the only language that these people understand. Then let them fear us. Let them shite themselves to one of them. We hear the word Russian. It's more than past time we live up to the exact expectations they have of us. Fine. I'm good with that. Let them all know fear. That's what they want. Let them all know fear. Turn that goddamn European subcontinent into the shithole it is fully, and then put a wall up and forget they ever exist. I'm a little pissed off, if you haven't noticed. Okay, I'm a lot pissed off. And what do these morons in the EU, these intellectual pebbles, and not rounded pebbles either. What are these pebbles intellectually, they're three top candidates to negotiate with Russia, to level demands, because negotiating they don't understand. The only thing a European understands in negotiation, the European elites and the people that back them, is when you put a boot on their throat and you put the rifle barrel in their eyeball and you start talking to them. That they understand. They know either how to kiss your feet or make demands of you. There's nothing in between. You'd have to have a culture and an education for anything to be in between. So what do they demand? What do they demand? Or who are they going to? Of course, we know what they demand. Who are they going to send? The three top candidates. Kaya Kallas. A walking broken brick. Stoops, that he looks like he is an escapee from an insane asylum. And he's got about the psychological profile of one. And Merkel. Now, you know, if Merkel hadn't wanted to be relevant and hadn't run to the media in 22, ahead of Hollande, by the way, and admitted to the whole world that Mince 1 and Mince 2 were a lie just to buy time to get a war with Russia going, get Ukraine up, get a war with Russia. They never wanted peace. It's amazing how these sheep in the West, these mindless, brainless, grass-eating population, they miss all that. That doesn't fit into their little profile that they're taught to know and love. Or actually, I would guess maybe they're proud of that. That they lie, steal and cheat.
2015 zum Beispiel, als wir dieses Minsk-Abkommen gemacht haben. Damals hätte Putin die Ukraine einfach überrollen können. Da hätte keiner wirklichen Widerstand entgegenbringen können. Dass die Ukraine jetzt doch furchtbare Jahre nach dieser putinschen Aggression aber durchgestanden hat und dass wir mit Recht hoffen können, dass sie ein souveräner Staat sein wird, der seine eigenen Entscheidungen treffen kann. Das ist etwas, was mich erfreut und von dem ich natürlich hoffe, dass das passiert, auch wenn ich darauf keinen Einfluss mehr nehmen kann. Aber es ist schon so, dass ich natürlich sehe, dass die Zahl der Probleme nicht kleiner geworden ist, sondern größer geworden ist. Und trotzdem im Rückblick glaube, dass es richtig war, so lange zu versuchen wie möglich, dass eben diese Ukraine nicht überrollt wird, dass sie erstmal stärker werden konnte, auch bis 2021.
Yeah, if Merkel hadn't said all that, you know, the truth, she may have been actually up for being a candidate to negotiate. But now that you look at her, who do you trust in the West? Well, the people you can still trust in the West, Fitzo, Babich, yeah, that's about it. That's the only two leaders, now that the Orban's been removed, that's the only two leaders in the West right now that can be trusted, in the entire West. This cacophony of rats, mice, and snakes, there's only two people you can actually trust. Well, especially Fitzo. I mean, the man took 4 bullets in the chest and stayed the course. You can't trust anybody else. You can't. That's the reality of it. So, in Kharkiv province, where the Russian army is advancing, of course, the Ukrainians have started to the last Russian, even if they don't remember, they don't want to remember they're Russian. They're now forced recruiting women. This will come to the rest of Ukraine soon enough. But now forced recruiting women to the front lines as meat. To the last Ukrainian, baby. And by the way, here's a picture from, I think this was from Sumy Oblast, or somewhere on there. Yeah, that's part of the press gang, and that's an Indian. So the Ukrainians, I mean, talk about going extinct. You either die under Russian tanks, flee your country, and then we'll return you to die anyways. Or for the women that don't get dead on the front lines, they get bred into a different race of people. So the EU's already declared that they're going to dump their African and Arab unwanted migrants into Ukraine. Ukraine's flooded in with about 1 million Indian workers. And now these Indian workers are in the press gangs. God, I love that. Tell me the replacement theory is just a theory. So all you European morons are still sitting on your arses with your little Ukrainian flaggies. You're the carbon that's going to be removed, particularly the males. And you're only going to realize that when you get smacked upside the head and thrown into a van. And off you go to the battlefield. Because meat doesn't need training. Meat needs one raw and one charge. And maybe get a little something accomplished. We don't mind. There's plenty more meat. Your governments are learning. They're not just assisting Ukraine. They're learning from Ukraine. And they're coming for your little boys. And then for you. Don't believe me? Enjoy your last months of reality. Well, non-reality, actually. Of your fake reality. That's the reality. That's the reality that the majority of the West doesn't want to face. Yeah, there you go. Your elites despise you, and you're stupid enough to follow them? Now, I'm quite sure most of the people who are viewing this aren't stupid. They're the woke, the really woke people, the ones that not woke like, you know, want to paint my hair purple and put 50 earrings into my nose and believe I'm Countess Dracula with little fake teeth or whatever else, or a furry. No, they're woke as in they woke up. They took the red pill. They woke up and they looked around and went, what a shithole we live in. When the child rapists, murderers, and cannibals are your elites, your leaders. So that's all I got right now for today. That's all I got right now. If any of you have humanity, and I'm pretty sure most of my audience has humanity, share this, share the videos. I'm sure most people you're going to share with aren't going to wake up. One or two might, just might. God wills it. And put a candle. You know, go to church. Always go to church. Not those psychopathic, heretic, Christian Zionist, nutjob churches.
You're built to be a slave of the Israeli Zionists. That's how you get to heaven.
No! You get to heaven if you're Christian through Christ. The third temple. You don't need to rebuild a physical temple. Christ is the third temple. And if your church tells you you need to build a third temple, you ain't Christian. You're a heretical bunch of nutjobs. And no, you're not going to teleport up to heaven. Ain't going to happen. Rapture is heresy. You're going to have to die, just like the rest of us, before you go see Jesus. Now, quite a few people probably really don't want to go see Jesus. That's the reality of it. Am I unhinged? Maybe. Am I angry? Very. Deal with it. Deal with it. Love y'all. As they say, go put a candle up for the victims. Go put a candle up for all the victims of the Nazi West. The Brown Plague. Brown, the color of Nazism. And put a candle while you're at it to your possible family and friends who will be victims of the same thing. Because guess what? Everything that these the empire of evil, of Mordor, practices on other people, it all comes home sooner than later. And nobody's going to be the exception. Nobody is going to be the exception. That's the reality. God bless.